It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. I am your host. Hope y'all are having a good week so far. Today is August 29th. Moving right along here. Hope y'all are enjoying your lives. I know it can be bumpy at times, but just keep rolling with it. Before we get to the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. Don't be oblivious. And click subscribe on whatever platform you're on. All right, let's get to the birthdays. We have none worth mentioning, so we will move right along to also on this day in history. In 2005, Katrina hit New Orleans. That was awful, and 1,836 fatalities. And the weird thing was when I was doing the research for the fatalities, they went into detail, and it's really fascinating. It said, according to the National Hurricane Center, 1,836 fatalities can be attributed to the storm, one in Kentucky, two in Alabama and Georgia, and two in Ohio, 14 in Florida, 238 in Mississippi, and 1,577 in Louisiana. What struck me as interesting was the ones in Ohio. Two people in Ohio died from Katrina. All right. In 1997... Netflix was founded by Reed Hastings and Mark Randolph. I don't know about you, but I kind of miss Blockbuster. Just saying. 2008, John McCain named Sarah Palin as her running mate. I remember that. I was just a kid. 1949, the Soviet Union tested its first atomic bomb. It was an exact copy of Fat Man, which dropped on Nagasaki. Copycats. Yeah. In 1958, Michael Jackson was born. All right. We've got breaking weather news. Hurricane Idalia to hit the armpit of Florida's Gulf Coast. More specifically, Cedar Key area, expected to make landfall at 3 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, Wednesday morning, at a Cat 3. She'll be moving at the time. She's moving at 14 miles per hour right now, so that's pretty quick. That's quick. I had a hurricane move over me at 1 mile an hour. That was a lot of fun. It's a kind of a good thing that it just gets, you know, through there quickly and gets out of there. Hopefully it goes across Florida and out to sea, but I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. Winds are expected to be up to 120 miles an hour when it makes landfall. And the problem is if this thing hits during high tide, because they're thinking in the direct path of it, 8 to 12 foot surge heights. So that's basically higher, 8 to 12 feet higher than whatever the tide is at the moment. If it's low tide, then, you know, it would be 8 to 12 feet above low tide. So you can imagine how bad it would be if it's 8 to 12 feet on top of high tide. So that's a big concern right now, among others. So hunker down. It's coming. All right. We've got a story from TMZ. Elvis revolver sells at auction for $200,000. Holy cow. But I will say, you know, the king owned this revolver, and it really is a beautiful revolver. It's like a bicentennial, specially engraved, and it's amazing. You should go check it out if you're a firearm enthusiast. They were expecting like $60,000 for it at auction, but a bidding war broke out and they bid it up to $200,000. So yeah, he received it as a gift. See, he didn't even have to buy these. He's the king. He's got this revolver. It's like, I wonder what he paid for it. No. He doesn't buy stuff. He receives gifts, and this was one of them. So yeah, that's pretty awesome. Check the gun out. Oh my God, it's amazing. I'm not kidding. It's an old Smith & Wesson. I'm assuming in 357, if not 44. All right, we've got one from ABC News. Hawaii Power Utility takes responsibility for first fire on Maui, but faults county firefighters. This is getting ugly. You knew it would. Hawaii's electric utility acknowledged Sunday night its power line started a wildfire on Maui, but faulted county firefighters for declaring the blaze contained and leaving the scene, only to have a second wildfire break out nearby and become the deadliest ever. So, yeah, we'll see how that plays out, you know. People aren't agreeing apparently on who is responsible, so we'll stay on that. We'll let you know as things progress there. We got one from TMZ here. Bachelorette contestant dead at 36. Man, just days after posting about depression and stuff online. Don't post stuff like that online, people. Just, you know, that's private stuff that you should be talking to your doctor about. But anyway, he's gone. 36 years old. I mean, if you look at the guy, any dude, most men would rather look like that than themselves. It's like, dude, you had the, oh my God, you were on The Bachelorette. Come on. But mental illness is mental illness. I mean, I'm sure he would have turned it off if he could have. It's serious stuff. So instead of posting stuff online, go to your doctor and get medicated. It does help sometimes. All right, I was on a hunt for some good news, and I found some quite disturbing news. This one is from the Good News Network. This is not our good news story. However, we will share it with you because it's, like I said, quite disturbing. She upcycled her late grandpa's shirts into cute tops to keep him close to her heart. You know what? That's weird. I'm sorry. That is weird. If I met a woman and I was like, nice shirt. And she's like, thanks. It was my late grandfather's. I'd be weirded out by that. But whatever, you know, different strokes for different folks, I suppose. All right, folks, that does leave us with another article from Good News Network. Thank you. They've been doing pretty good lately. But before we get to that story, need you to email me at Chad's Lunch Show if you have any questions. Lunchshow@gmail.com, that is. Don't forget to listen to the show every Tuesday and Friday. Don't want to be left out of the conversation this coming weekend. And do all the things that help the show. Click subscribe. All right, here we go. This one from Good News Network. commercial cargo ship is crossing ocean using wind wings like high-tech sails. Called wind wings, the large wing sails measure around 100 feet in height and can be added to the deck of commercial vessels. Pyxis Ocean, chartered by U.S. Global Food Corporation, Cargill is the first vessel to be retrofitted with two wind wings. So, yeah, here's one more paragraph. Produced by industrialization partner Yara Marine Technologies, they are expected to generate average fuel savings of up to 30% on new vessels, which could be even higher if used in combination with alternative fuels. That's awesome. Unfortunately, they're coming from China. I wish we were building those here in the U.S., but 30%'s a lot. You got to see these things. They look kind of like silos a little bit, but I just wonder how they're going to be able to hold up to big storms, hurricanes. So maybe they can, fasten them. Put them down and then fasten them to the deck. We'll see, but I think that's pretty cool. That is how I will leave you with good news, because that's how we roll here at the Lunch Show. All right, until Friday, I hope you all have an awesome week. Keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.